We decided to do this song tonight because the woman for whom the song was written, she passed away recently, Rubina Maya, a very brave woman in El Salvador, whose entire village and her entire family was killed in the 1980s, killed at the hands of the Salvador military, and the battalion that killed her family and people in her village were trained very well, trained at the U.S. Army, formerly known as the School of the Americas, in Fort Benning, Georgia. How many of you maybe have heard of that school, training school? Yeah, a lot of you. And as a matter of fact, someone from Syracuse is going to be doing prison witness. She's going into jail in a few days, Julian Oldfield. But this song is called El Mazote, that's the name of the village. And Rufina was the only survivor of that village. And for me, for many of us, it's like she had to survive. There had to be someone to tell that story. And it was Rufina. That's what this is about. And there's a great movement actually to close the SOA. The reason why I said formerly known as the School of the Americas is because of people like you, they were forced to shut down the school, pretend that it was closed, and then reopen it in another